This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Leaders from the most advanced democracies are hours away from the start of the G7 summit in Britain, where U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donation will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president said G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of their commitment later today. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the United States to donate the 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest countries, and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April. And Macron said that the country would donate 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get the shots. As always, with details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is